pretty little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Wednesday, July the 16th, 2008 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Log on and bookmark it today. My name is William Roberts, and again, I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. And as I love to say, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. You won't want to miss a moment of today's broadcast, because today we'll begin to explore some of new ground, drawing from familiar sources. We'll talk again about Agenda 21, Chapter 10, Planning and Management Resources. So if you've got a copy of Agenda 21, you might want to pull it out and take a look at it and follow along. We'll also go into the University Extension Program, Agents of Change. We'll discuss how to become vocal local. We'll take your calls and much more. And as you know, I welcome your calls and your comments and your questions as they relate to the topics that I'm discussing at 1-800-313-9443. And I encourage you to listen very closely, take notes, and obtain a copy of today's broadcast on CD, either from the RBN program archives or, for those without internet access, directly from RBN by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. So again, the RBN listener call-in line is 1-800-313-9443, and please make a note of that. Now then, I'm going to start off a little bit out of Agenda 21 again. I hope you enjoyed our talk yesterday with Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. Also, if you can, or if you're down in the Addison, Texas, Dallas, Texas area, please look into going to the Freedom 21 National Conference that will be coming up soon. You can get more information on that by going to freedom21.org. And so let's go into this. We've got a lot of material to cover in a short period of time. Chapter 10 is titled, in Agenda 21, is titled Integrated Approach to the Planning and Management of Land Resources. And I want you to pay close attention as we go through this, because what we're really talking about here is a transformation of ownership on the planet. We're going into this super social scientist-managed system where all decisions will be made for you by unelected councils and boards that are following Agenda 21's program of action, basically. And as we talked about in the migration aspect of it, there really is very little that hasn't been thought through and planned out. They're basically, like they say, you know, organizing our lives from cradle to grave. And unless you want to live in that kind of a managed global environment, it's time for us to become vocal local and block the globalist programs as they come into our areas. And we can do that. Here, introduction from Chapter 10 again. Land is normally defined as a physical entity in terms of its topography and spatial nature. A broader integrative view also includes natural resources, the soils, minerals, water, and biota that the land comprises. These components are organized in ecosystems, which provide a variety of services essential to the maintenance of the integrity of life support systems and the productive capacity of the environment. You almost have to jumpstart your tongue like a chainsaw to get in and start reading this stuff. But when you do and begin to understand what they're really talking about here, they're talking about land as resources, and they're going to catalog it, inventory it, and as they say, numbering not only every grain of sand by the sea, but also every hair on your head. Now, when we come back from this short break, we'll continue looking at Agenda 21 and the University Extension System, Agents of Change. Stay with us.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
We're back right here on Become Vocal Local. And we've started out looking at a little bit of the Agenda 21. We're working out of Chapter 10 today. And we're going to go into some information from the University Extension Service as well, if you've just joined us. Now, as I began to read, what we're looking at here then is this concept of land as a resource, a global resource. But one thing we must keep in mind as we go through this process of studying these United Nations agendas and United Nations documents is that you keep forward in your mind the difference between our nation, our sovereign nation, if you will, and all of the rest of the countries around the world. There are lots and lots of things that can be done by other countries in their countries to improve the quality of life and resolve other issues for those that want to move into the 21st century. Some people are quite content living in the 18th century or beyond, earlier than that. And more power to them. The longer they can live close to the earth and in a happy and natural way, all the better. Who's to say that nanotechnology and the pharmacopoeia is the penultimate and the final solution for man as we move into this, go past the metaphysical stage of Auguste Comte's three stages of human development and go fully into the positive stage. But anyway, I digress. Let's go into this a little bit further now. And understand that what we're talking about here is management and planning of land resources. But all of us are part of this resource base that's going to get managed and planned. And if we don't realize that, then like the caller in Texas, Alan, calling and talking about finding himself involved in one of these consensus meetings, which we're going to talk about today, it becomes meaningless. If we don't understand what they're trying to do and where they're going, then it's difficult to get in there, find a crack in the wall, if you will, drive in a few well-placed wedges, and just break down their house of cards. It's busting the monolith one crack at a time, if you will. So this present chapter, and they're talking about chapter 10, consists of one program area, and this is the program area, the integrated approach to the planning and management of land resources, which deals with the reorganization and, where necessary, some strengthening of the decision-making structure, including existing policies, planning and management procedures, and methods that can assist in putting in place an integrated approach to land resources. And so here from the United Nations, they're talking about coming in and reorganizing governments. That's not self-determination. This is force from without, force from above, hammering from above. And we need to understand that and be ready to deal with it, because it's coming on us and at us in every community across the United States, as Michael Shaw shared with us yesterday. Continuing, it does not deal with the operational aspects of planning and management, which are more appropriately dealt with under the relevant sectoral programs. Sectoral programs. They've divided up the world or the people into various sectors. You have the public sector, you have the private sector, you have the industrial and the commercial and the pharmaceutical and the military and so on and so forth, all of these various sectors. And so what they're not doing is going in and talking about the nuts and bolts application. What they're talking about is the overarching, the broad sweeping agenda of Agenda 21. Land resources in, this is now in the program area, Section A, Integrated Approach to Planning and Management of Land Resources. Land resources are used for a variety of purposes which interact and may compete with one another. Therefore, it is desirable to plan and manage all uses in an integrated manner. Integration should take place at two levels, considering, on the one hand, all environmental, social, and economic factors. Once again, that's the three E's. That's environmental is one of the E's, economic is one of the E's, and social is translated into equity, social equity. So there's the three E's for you, just like Michael said. It's all throughout this whole document. So all environmental, social, and economic factors, including, for example, impacts of the various economic and social sectors on the environment and natural resources. And, on the other hand, all environmental and resource components together, i.e. air, water, biota, land, and geological and natural resources. So it's a comprehensive plan. They're looking at our air as a resource, our water as a resource, all of the living things on the planet, that's biota, land and geological and natural resources. There's your coal, your iron, your fuel, your gas, everything. Integrated consideration facilitates appropriate choices and trade-offs, thus maximizing sustainable productivity and use. And you're going to notice the word facilitates here, because what we were talking about yesterday with Alan was when he found himself in one of these dialogue to consensus meetings up against a trained and highly paid, qualified, educated at the universities through the extension program and in other places, a paid facilitator helping to dialogue the group towards a predetermined outcome. Opportunities, continuing from the book here, opportunities to allocate land to different uses arise in the course of major settlement, big cities, or development projects in a sequential fashion as lands become available on the market. This in turn provides opportunities to support traditional patterns of sustainable land management or to assign protected status for conservation of biological diversity or critical ecological services. That assigned protected status is are these bioreserves that are cropping up all over the planet. And if you do look at the Wildlands Project map that was produced by Michael Kaufman and his group, you'll see that a majority of the United States of America is going to go into one of these assigned protected status zones. And the rest of it will have to follow patterns of sustainable land management. And this reportedly is for the conservation of biological diversity or critical ecological services. We're creating this huge, huge bureaucracy of basically planners, people who are going to put their nose into every aspect of our lives and basically, as I said before, manages from cradle to grave, and we need to be very aware of that. Here in 10.4 it says, a number of techniques, frameworks, and processes can be combined to facilitate an integrated approach. They are indispensable support for the planning and management process. So there's a number of techniques or frameworks which have been developed, programs, if you will, that are combined to facilitate this integrated approach. And as we go further into the University of Missouri's extension documentation, and probably it's available on your computer for your local universities, you'll find that this extension system is pervasive, and they are truly the agents of change. Let's continue. Under objectives, 10.5, the broad objective to facilitate allocation of land uses to the uses that provide the greatest sustainable benefits and to promote the transition to a sustainable, integrated management of land resources. This is not private property ownership. Remember when we started out, we were talking about Andrew Golumbus and his definitions of property and freedom and capitalism. This is antithetical to that. This is not a program for freedom. This is a program for total managed control. Socialism on steroids, if you will. Protected areas, private property rights, the rights of indigenous people and their communities and other local communities, and the economic role of women in agriculture and rural development, among other issues, should be taken into account. So they'll take it into account. But one of the things that I want you to pay attention to, if and when you do read or if you listen to me talking about Agenda 21 and this various programs, I want you to be very, very, very aware of the role of women, children, and indigenous people in the implementation of sustainable development. It's just salted throughout the whole process. They're absolutely essential in making it happen. So the idea basically is we transfer away from reason and logical arguments and reasoned decision making, and we go into the I think, I feel, and I believe area of decision making, which is basically the idea behind socialism. As many of you know, it's been called the mommy state, the nanny state, but most of the socialist mindset is very feminine in ideology. It's creating this dependency of the people upon their mommy state, and we need to be aware of that. And they're going to go in and work with the women and work with the children through the schools, the education system, and basically divide the man against the wife and the children against the parents and break down societal barriers in that fashion. It's a very brilliant idea. It's going to work if we allow it, but if we know about it, then we can take the proper precautionary principles, just to use their terms, take the proper precautions against that and block it as it comes into our towns by becoming vocal local. So we'll continue here. Review the regulatory framework, including laws, regulations, and enforcement procedures, in order to identify improvements needed. For what purpose? To support sustainable development land use and management of land resources, and to restrict the transfer of productive arable land to other uses. So we're going through, and we're going to go through everybody's closet, if you will. We're going to dig out all of their books and their records. We're going to figure out all around the world all of the laws and whatnot, and then we're going to integrate these things together. Part of the Y2K scare was this global drive to get everybody running on Bill Gates operating systems and using computers that could interact between each other. Everybody needed to come up to the same operating systems and have similar gig capabilities on these personal computers at the county level and at the town level and even in the national level, so that they can develop software systems to inculcate and promote this agenda on a global scale. It had precious little to do with the clock inside the computer. But I can see the clock has brought us up to another break, and so what we'll do is we'll come back after this break, continue some more from Agenda 21, and then we're going to start in on the University Extension Program. Stick with us.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we're back, folks, right here on Become Vocal Local. And I know that many of you are concerned about the economic situation, the high price of fuel, the rising costs of your food, even your dog food is becoming astronomical, and we're having to make decisions as to whether or not we're going to keep pets. But I just reassure you and let you know that this is all by design. There's nothing accidental happening. These are step-by-step-by-step processes that bring us further into this one-world globalist system. And so we need to understand them, but as I say, they're symptoms of a greater disease. As we focus on the disease here at Become Vocal Local and do our level best to block this program right where we are and then take that process right straight back up to the highest levels in government by walking up slowly from the precinct to the county committee, from the county committee to your legislative district committee, from the district committee to the congressional district committee and the judicial district, the Senate committee, in your state committees, then the national committees for your political parties. And at that point, we start to reshape the world, and we can do it in a relatively short period of time. But we need to understand why we're doing it, and that's why I'm going through all of this material, so that you understand that if we go around stomping on these little grass fires, one here, one there, one here, one there, we'll exhaust ourselves, our funds, our time, our energy, and our enthusiasm stomping on grass fires, when at the same time we have done nothing about stopping the source of those little grass fires, and we're just dying a death of a thousand cuts. So let's continue. Here in Agenda 21 again, under Section, 10.6, it says, in Section C of, under that heading, it says, review the regulatory framework, including laws, regulations, and enforcement procedures, in order to identify improvements needed to support sustainable land use
and management of land resources and restrict the transfer of productive arable land to other uses. So they're going to come in and basically establish tiers of internal controls that will dictate how land can be used in the future. If you're not on the command end of things, and you happen to be on the receiving end of things, the plans and the programs and the agendas, no matter how glorious they sound, may just simply look like eminent domain abuse to you. So we need to be aware of that. Here's number E, section E. Encourage the principle of delegating policymaking to the lowest level of public authority, consistent with effective action and a locally driven approach. This is why we become vocal local. Understanding where they're going, having done the homework, I anticipate these drives coming in under the guise of localism. Localism and becoming vocal local are 180 degrees apart. We recognize this agenda. We're prepared to deal with it. We've done our homework, and then we combat it on the local level. All of this stuff is based upon voluntary consent in the large picture. There are the draconian measures that we hear about from those that propagate paranoia and fear. But on the other side of the coin is knowing what they're trying to do, when they're going to do it, and being able to recognize it when it shows up in your area, hopefully before you read about the end result in the newspaper. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to open these doors of understanding for you so that you can become effective right where you are. Now, continuing, 10.7, governments at the appropriate level, with the support of regional and international organizations. Now, how do you like that? Find that for me, please, anywhere, in either your state constitution or in your federal constitution, and you will defy my ability to find them because they're not there. So they're creating these new regional international organizations who then will review and, if appropriate, revise planning and management systems to facilitate this integrated approach. And to do this, they should, A, adopt planning and management systems that facilitate the integration of environmental components such as air, water, land, and other natural resources using landscape ecological planning, which is the acronym for that is LANDEP. It's capital LANDEP. So they're using this landscape ecological planning. Now, if you have your notepad handy and write down LANDEP and landscape ecological planning, to go into your favorite search engine and browse through that and find as much as you can, because this is what they're going to do. Adopt planning and management systems that facilitate the integration of environmental components using landscape ecological planning. Or other approaches that focus on, for example, an ecosystem or a watershed. And isn't that what Alan from Texas was dealing with? He was looking at what was happening on well monitoring and well restriction right on his property, right in his area. But there, as I tried to draw him out and did, we need to realize that what we're dealing with was a watershed control group. It's the bigger picture. We have to stand back and realize what the larger picture is, quit worrying about the little brush fire, and focus our attention on defeating the bigger pictures all the time. And this is what we can do in a well-informed, become vocal local group right where you are. Here's B. Adopt strategic frameworks that allow the integration of both development and environmental goals. Examples of these frameworks include sustainable livelihood systems, rural development, that's where it's impacting us, the World Conservation Strategy, that's capital, the capital W World, capital C Conservation, capital S Strategy, / capital C Caring for the capital E Earth, primary environmental care, that's PEC. These also I've looked up on the internet, and I've got stacks of material on this stuff, okay? So we're just glancing over, we're just glazing over, if you will, some of the big agendas that are out there, far bigger than what might be happening at your town hall meeting. Number C, establish a general framework for land use and physical planning within which specialized and more detailed sectoral plans, e.g., for protected areas, agriculture, forest, human settlements, and rural development can be developed. Now, we've got a break coming on. It's Naz here. Your calls are welcome at 1-800-313-9443. And when we come back from the break, we'll start into a little bit of understanding how the university extension system works.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
We're back from our break, and under this section 10.7, I'll jump ahead to E, give you just a couple more quick points out of this section of the Agenda 21. Under E, it comes in and says, examine and if necessary establish innovative and flexible approaches to program funding. And then under F, it says, compile detailed land capability inventories to guide sustainable land resources allocation, management, and the use at the national and local levels. So what we're talking about here is the development of what is known as the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. A GIS is a geographic information system. That's where you actually go out and you locate every manhole, every water meter, every house, every driveway, all of the paved areas, and so on and so forth, throughout a city, throughout a municipality, from a town, a county. And I used to work for a company as an engineering design technician a long time ago, URS company, one of the largest multidisciplinary engineering companies in the world. And as a design technician back in the early 70s, I was involved in putting together a much less exotic and computerized, but very much the same GIS, geographic information systems, for some of our client towns that we had the engineering contract on. So this has been around for a long time, but with the advent of the digital age and computers that run the software today is far beyond just AutoCAD, which you might have heard about, computer-aided drafting, or David C. Arnold's DCA programs. But it has the ability to just create incredible databases on multiple layers so that you can just about inventory everything right down to how many cubic feet of dirt there are in your county. So we need to understand that the technology can be used in for good and it can be used for evil, and it all depends on who's tapping on the keys. Now let's jump over here and talk about the data and information, strengthening information systems, which is exactly what I just talked about. Support low-cost community-managed systems for the collection of comparable information on the status and process of change of land resources, including soils, forest cover, wildlife, climate, and other elements. Now, see, notice what it how it started. Support low-cost community-managed systems for the collection of this information. And that's where the change agents have got in, and they've created lots of little groups. You know, you've got your watershed group, you've got your bugs and bunny group, you've got the Save the Oak Tree group, you've got the Plant the Trees groups. You've got all of these groups out there, and through a process known as pluralism, which if you really dig in and look it up, you can find that it's another one of these isms. But it is another sidebar in this global drive towards world collectivism or socialism, but I believe more correctly it's positivism. So anyhow, that we need to be aware of. Closing out on this section, in section 10.15C, human resource development. These subheads are very illuminating. They give you an idea of what's going on, and you'll see them repeated throughout this book. They talk about program areas, strengthening. These are just some of the headings: strengthening and planning, strengthening planning and management systems, promoting application of appropriate tools for planning and management, strengthening information systems, establishing regional machinery, enhancing scientific understanding of the land resources, enhancing education and training. And under enhancing education and training, we come down to A and B here. It says emphasizing interdisciplinary and integrative approaches in the curricula of schools and technical, vocational, and university training. B, training all relevant sectors concerned to deal with land resources in an integrated and sustainable manner. C, training communities, relevant extension services, community-based groups, and non-governmental organizations on land management techniques and approaches applied successfully elsewhere. When you look at the thought applied successfully elsewhere, that then you can translate into best practices, best practices. And so they're moving towards this. But look at what they're doing. Training all relevant sectors concerned to deal with land resources in an integrated and sustainable manner. They have an agenda. They're not in there just teaching the children how to read, you know, write and do arithmetic. They're inculcating the students from kindergarten all the way up to the doctoral level in sustainable practices, sustainable development, Agenda 21. And because the federal government is in the business of education through federal grants and aids to the states and to the counties, they can dictate curriculum matter in a very easy way. And because their controlled media reinforces the message and the textbook companies are in bed with them, the whole system just emerges seamlessly. And unless you're aware of what's going on, unless you understand this corrosive collectivist mentality, then you just buy it hook, line, and sinker. And you come out with a master's or a doctor degree, and you're willing to go out and write articles and blog and meet people and greet people and talk and walk, and you're the most sustainable mercenary in town. But you're not a friend of the people. You're antithetical to liberty and freedom and private property. And we need to be able to recognize these facilitators and change agents when they come in amongst us and then just simply defeat them on their flawed ideology. Now, the last point, and then we'll go into the extension group, strengthening technological capability. In Section 10.17, governments at the appropriate level in cooperation with other governments and with the support of relevant international organizations, be the United Nations and all their various bodies and organs, should promote focused and concerted effort for education and training, and the transfer of techniques and technologies that support the various aspects of the sustainable planning and management process at the national, state, provincial, and local level. And so that's why, again, we say that when I say become vocal local, this is kind of like the first line out of what is developing for me to be a creed. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and states. And it's so important. A truly informed, bold, vocal local people understand that it is far easier task to block globalism, by whatever name it be hidden, as it seeks to gain a foothold locally, than it is to excise it once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing thence within the very body politic. And we just say no and become vocal local. Now here, we're going to turn over to the University of Missouri Extension Services. They used to be the county agent, and they would come out and do soil samples and water tests and things like that, and maybe recommend a little potash or some sulfur on your soil. But it's far different from that today, folks. I read in a previous broadcast, I don't have the date for the archive that you could go back and get it, out of the Rose Martin's Fabian Freeway, and explained how they had came up with this idea of setting up these extension services so that they could inculcate this socialist agenda among rural people in this lifelong learning and continuing education process. The only way that Stalin felt that they were able to propagandize the whole populace was to have a literate people. They didn't have to be smart. They just had to be able to read the propaganda and then accept it and take it on faith. Now, if you want to do this in your state, you can look at your land-grant college. The principal university in your state is probably your land-grant college. You can go in there and type in to their search engine on their home site, the extension, university extension. And once you finally get down into the university extension program, then what you want to do is to type into their search engine, community development, or economic development, or social development, any of those three. Community development is probably going to be the hottest link for you. And I did that here. And in the University of Missouri Extension, I've got a whole slug of stuff from them that really helps us to understand what are they teaching and what are they using on us and at us. Now, this is a two-pager right off their website. It's called The Study Committee and the Community. It was written by a fellow named Gerald Gabriel. Department of Community Development. Again, this is University of Missouri Extension, Department of Community Development. And if you want to look at this, if you can't find it on yours, you can go on http://extension, spell it out, .missouri, spell it out, .edu, and then just start walking through it. A community study committee will undergo change in knowledge, feelings, thinking, and enthusiasm as it explores a community problem. When the time arrives for the committee's report and recommendations, there may be a gap between the knowledge, thinking, feelings, and enthusiasm of the committee and that of the citizens and the appointing body. So they're bold, they're upfront, and they're right in your face with this. All right? Let me start again. A community study committee will undergo change in knowledge. Now, the basic tenet in sociology, and remember that it was Auguste Comte that came up with the idea of creating the queen of sciences, sociology, the French philosopher, and there's a lot of information that you can get on freedomadvocates.org and on other websites where in the past I've given lengthy talks exposing positivism. But this idea of sociological management as the queen of sciences, they always say it's like a mantra in sociology that whenever a sociologist is studying a group, the group changes as a result of the study. And so here they just repeat the mantra in new words. A community study committee will undergo change in knowledge, feelings, thinking, and enthusiasm as it explores a community problem, especially if they're being guided by a paid facilitator or a change agent working with that community study committee. And that happens almost all the time. When the time arrives for the committee's report and recommendations, there may be a gap between the knowledge, thinking, and feelings and enthusiasm of the committee, and whom, and that of the citizens and appointing body. So the appointing body, let's say that be your county commission, they appoint a body to do a study. They go, well, okay, we've got this person over here who happens to be a member of the Republican County Committee, and then his wife, those would be two good people. And then we've got this other people from the other precinct, their committee man and committee woman for their precinct, and they're loyal and faithful Republicans. We'll appoint those. And then we've got two more over here. One of them works with the Watershed Group, and then one person over here works for the University Extension. He's the extension agent. And so they make this appointment, and now you have this committee. Multidisciplinary, integrated. None of them have any real specific knowledge pertinent to the purpose of the study, and that's by design. And so they're all just basically starting from scratch. And they come together, and because they really don't understand the problem and can't express it succinctly, they embark on this committee process in basic ignorance. And as Aristotle says, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but end badly. And so realizing that they are deficient in knowledge, then they turn to experts, experts say, and then the super social scientists step into the picture and begin to facilitate and change their minds. And it changes their thinking, their knowledge, their feeling, and their enthusiasm. And what happens then is that even though the county commissioners, let's say, who appointed this body had one thing in mind, after they go through this process of facilitation and change, they come out with a completely different point of view and point of reference. But, of course, because they've studied it for 2 years and they've prepared this fancy report, then the county commission looks at it and say, well, boy, it's a good thing we had this this committee study this, because there's a lot of stuff in here we never even thought of. Yes, that's very likely to be true. But there's also a dichotomy between this this appointed committee and the community, as Alan was sharing with us. He couldn't quite figure out what was going on. Everything seemed to be changing in his area, so we need to be aware of that. And then let's just go through some of the points here. It says, how can the study committee gain consensus among citizens? And then he says, capitalize on the grapevine. Representation and participation are two sides of the coin. Isn't that the truth? Representation and participation. You see, when I talk about restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, I'm talking about it from the true standpoint of elected representatives, people who represent the views of their constituents. They're not advancing the views of the party. They're not advancing the views of the globalist and the sustainable mercenaries. They're actually advancing and representing the views of the people that live in the area. It's a vast difference, but as it says, representation and participation are two sides of the coin. In the small community, reports of last night's study committee meeting may spread via conversation quickly. In such informal reporting, distortions usually increase as the message is relayed from the original source. So that's a big thing. They pay very close attention to that. Study the distortion and opinions for guidelines. Notice the way that they're looking at it. Study the distortions and the opinions for guidelines. Distortions plus added opinions may discourage the study committee members from giving out information. The talk of the town is an indicator of public interest. And so now they're going to try and reinforce this idea to not go into secret sessions. Opinions expressed by townspeople may be excellent guides for the study group. Loose talk may act as a guide, as target feedback is to a guided missile. The target in this case is the thinking and the feeling of people. However, it is important to remember and take into consideration that people of the community are also in process of changing as they are exposed to different ideas and opinions. So now we've reiterated the first sentence, that when a sociologist is studying a community, the community changes as a result of the study. And if you're very good as a facilitator, and rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, I can drop this microphone today and get a very, very well-paid job as a professional facilitator. I've studied this stuff, and I know it intimately. And so you can use it, can be used for good, or it can be turned around, and it can be used for evil. And so I hope you'll stick with me on a regular basis as I try and share with you the inherent evil that lies within it, and encourage you to take action right where you are to recognize it and block it as it's used against you, because it is being used against you. And it's not coming willy-nilly. It's following the Agenda 21 program of action for the entire planet for the 21st century. This is not trivial information. Two-way contacts are most productive for change. When an individual's thoughts and feelings are verbalized to make sense to himself, he desires to get the same across to his listeners. Opinions have a way of getting into the process. When opinions that are verbalized fail to be consistent with thoughts and feelings, The individual, the speaker or the listener, seeks knowledge and information to give balance and meaning to the issue. So as we go through this process, we basically sow the seeds of doubt. You sow the seeds of doubt, then people begin to ask questions. And then once you get them asking questions, then you supply them with answers to their questions that lead them in the direction of consensus so that you can achieve your predetermined outcome. It's so simple, but generally they're not on the lookout all the time for some kind of a wicked subversive plan going on, and so they're quite gullible. You know, they talk about us as being stupid, dumb animals, easily led like sheep. You know, all you need is one good, well-trained Judas goat, and you can take the people right into the rabbit hole, right into the matrix. And it continues. But where do you get this information? Again, it comes right out of the university extension program. They're teaching it in the college. They use it against us. We need to be aware of it. Take the time today and look into it. Now, we'll be back on the other side of this break for the close-up of this broadcast. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
And we're back as we're sliding towards the home plate. Now, I want to just give you some of the websites that you can reach, get more information from before we run out of time. You can always go to www.freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. And there you can view, download, and purchase many useful tools that will be helpful building your local precinct groups. You can also go to our Ozark Property Rights Congress website. It's www.ozarks, that's capital O-Z-A-R-K-S, voter.info. It's ozarksvoter.info.
And this is the website that was built by and for the Far Southwest Chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress. And so although a lot of the information that's on that website is pertinent to our area, you might be able to use it to get ideas as to how you can build a property rights congress in your area and how to become effective and become vocal local, building local precinct groups. And then certainly you can visit the new little baby website that we've just starting up. It's www.vocallocal.org. It's VOCALLOCAL.org. And when you go there, there some of the writings that I've put together are going to be posted there. I'm going to keep it really minimalist. It'll open rapidly. It'll have PDF files that you can download, print out, do whatever you like with them. And so you can access some of the writings that I share on the telephone or on the broadcast here with you each time right off that website. So again, that's vocallocal.org. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me by email, send your comments, your suggestions for the broadcast or others, write to me at host@vocallocal.org. It's host@vocallocal.org, and I respond to just about everything that comes in the door. I'm not some, you know, mega famous guy that, you know, gets 10,000 of this and 50,000 of that. Many of you already know that I return your phone calls, et cetera, and I'll send back emails. I appreciate your input, and so do take advantage of that. And when you do send an email, make sure you include your contact information, including your email, so that I don't have to try and decipher it if you've got some blocked code there. I won't reply to your email if it doesn't have how I can get a hold of you in the body of the text. So make sure you do that, if you would, please. Now, also, tomorrow we're going to be joined here on air by Doreen Hans, a woman that I have really tremendous respect for. She and Russell Woods and Ray Cuneo and Derry Brownfield worked valiantly and vigilantly, Art and Virginia and Fred and Donna and many others, but worked diligently to get the word out about NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, and they were successful here in Missouri, and we didn't get everything we wanted. We kind of had a compromise bill passed, but there will be no mandatory National Identification Animal Identification System, and I wanted her to come and join us because I'd like her to walk through the process of how she became Vocal Local, got started, built groups, and became effective and took it all the way up to the State House. They got the bill signed, and Russell Woods came home with the pen in his pocket. And that's something I encourage you to do. Now, in the last few minutes, we'll go again to this University of Missouri extension information and look at some more. It says, developing an effective study committee. Again, a Gerald Gabriel article. And it talks about study committees can generate considerable enthusiasm with recommendations that will help solve the community's problems. They can develop a group spirit that carries over into the community. This group togetherness is greatly influenced by methods study committees use. Now, what I wanted you to do between now and the next time we get together on this topic is to go in and look at this stuff and realize that they've already pioneered this process. All we need to do is find the good in it and use it, and get the bad out of it, and we can use a lot of the material that they've, you know, developed so that we can build our local voting precinct groups and become effective local as we go in. Now, anyway, we're out of time. I can hear the sound. So become vocal local. Take action right where you are. Begin today. My name is William Roberts. Thank you for listening, and until the next time, good afternoon.
Let me tell you why I take